Hi, I'm Carol Sliwa, features writer for SearchStorage.com. My guest today is John Ridning, a research director in the area of hard disk drives at IDC. John will be speaking with us about serial-attached SCSI drives, better known by the acronym SAS. John, what changes came with the second generation of SAS?
Well, Carol, there really have been two important recent updates to the SAS interface standard that I think are meaningful and important for end users to understand. The first significant change is the increase in the speed of the interface from 3 gigabits per second to 6 gigabits per second. And that change was announced in the fourth quarter of 2008, and some of those products are shipping today. The second update to the SAS 2 interface standard, often referred to as SAS 2.1, improves SAS device connectivity. And there's really been two important updates here on SAS 2.1. And the first is a change of the interconnect. There's now a small form factor, high density connector, often referred to as the mini SAS HD connector. And that allows for greater storage device density in enclosures, especially those enclosures that are using 2.5-inch enterprise class disk drives or similar form factor SSDs. The SAS 2.1 standard also reduces electrical signal crosstalk to provide a better signal-to-noise ratio over connections. And this is really important for storage systems that might make that transition from a fiber channel to a SAS architecture. So if there are some end users that are currently using fiber channel today, I think they'll find that the SAS 2.1 interface standard will help make that type of technology more usable for them in the future.
What adoption trends have you seen with SAS versus other types of disk drives, and what do you expect the breakdown to be 5 years from now?
Well, Carol, in enterprise applications, we see three different interfaces being used on the storage devices. Today, there's either SAS as an interface or fiber channel, and even SATA. Now, the SATA interface is used mainly on what we call capacity-optimized storage devices or capacity-optimized hard drives. And these drives are used to provide high-capacity yet reliable 24/7 storage in rack-mount applications. But they really are not designed for what we call high input-output performance in transactional environments. If users are looking for high I/O performance, they can look to either performance-optimized disk drives or solid-state drives as solutions. About 20% of the performance-optimized HDDs shipping today still ship with a fiber channel interface, and about 80% now are shipping with a SAS interface. And as I mentioned, that's making a transition from the 3 gigabit per second to the 6 gigabit per second transfer rate. We expect that by second half of this year, the majority of the SAS HDDs shipping will be SAS 6 gigabit per second products. And by 2013, fiber channel will really be only shipped for aftermarket sales and upgrading existing systems. So really by the middle of this coming decade, SAS is going to be the predominant interface inside storage systems.
What are the pros and cons of the SAS architecture versus fiber channel?
Well, first let me say that there really is nothing wrong with the reliability and performance of fiber channel system architectures and fiber channel storage devices or the interface itself. Fiber channel has been a stalwart technology for more than a decade now, especially in SAN environments. But having said that, going forward, 6 gigabit per second SAS components, including the drives, controllers, the host bus adapters, these are all expected to grow into very high volume products. And that will provide economies of scale that just will not be possible with fiber channel components. So I think cost is going to be the most important pro associated with SAS 6 gigabit per second technology components. The only potential con I can see with SAS 6 gigabit per second products is managing the signal integrity on backplanes and over long distances. And as I mentioned already, there are some new standards that are addressing those concerns.
What advice would you like to leave with IT shops about their disk drive options as they plan for the future?
I think IT shops need to realize that there are no further data rate performance improvements planned for fiber channel storage devices. 4 gigabit per second fiber channel is as fast as it gets. The HD industry is not planning to transition to either 6 or 8 or any higher data transfer rates for fiber channel products. In contrast, the SAS technology roadmap is showing 6 gigabit per second speeds today and 12 gigabit per second speeds in the future. Further, as mentioned already, fiber channel is going to become a legacy technology, especially, again, inside enclosures over the next 5 years. And so it's really going to be supported, but it's only going to be supported, again, in legacy applications. So given these trends, I think it would be really prudent for IT shops to begin making the plans to transition to SAS architectures, and especially as they consider making replacements or upgrades to their systems over the next 2 or 3 years.
Thanks, John. That concludes today's podcast on SAS 2 Drives. We appreciate your listening.